Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
A Wisconsin man who stole a cache of firearms from a gun shop and sent a rambling anti-government manifesto to the White House before going on the run faces sentencing. Remember this guy, Joseph Jakubowski?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he had the whole country on edge for a few days.
I remember that video, Time for Change. I remember that. He was convicted in September of two charges of stemming from the April 4th theft. He faces up to 20 years in federal prison when he's sentenced on Wednesday. The theft of guns, magazines, and bullets from the Armageddon supplies in Janesville set off a 10-day manhunt in April. Jakubowski confessed during his trial before being found guilty by a jury. His public defender, Joseph Bugney, told the judge in a letter Tuesday that Jakubowski plans to ask either that he be sentenced to death or be sent free.
Wow. Yeah. All or nothing for him, huh?
I guess so.
He was found like in a field living under a tarp or something,
That's
wasn't
right,
he?
That's right, yes.
A farmer just came across him, yeah.
That would have terrified me.
Yeah.
He was out there for like, what, a couple of days?
And if I remember correctly, okay, I'm really going to stretch here.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was from Muskego originally and had just bought this farm out there not too long ago.
I think you're right.
Yeah. We found Jakubowski just kind of like
hanging out.
Yeah. Hungry, wet, tired.
The landowner Jeffrey Gorn says the fugitive was cordial when he confronted him on his land. Gorn told reporters that he was checking deer stands around 7 p.m. when he first stumbled upon a tarp.
Yep.
It appeared to be set up as a tent. Jakubowski was inside. Yeah, just out there. Hi, what you doing here? Yeah, you know, this is my farm, right?
Right.
Spoke to him for about an hour before leaving to call the Vernon County Sheriff's Office.
What do you talk to him about for an hour?
Yeah.
During that time talking, Jakubowski never identified himself other than saying his name was Joe.
Okay. I think the guy recognized him?
Gorn reported feeling uneasy speaking with Jakubowski and that he knew something was wrong. He didn't know who he was talking to. When the authorities told him that was the guy they were looking for, he couldn't believe it.
Not the guy you're looking for. I'm sorry.
Again, a Star Wars
mind
reference.
Trick there.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
With the hand.
And so why didn't he just get the hell out and blast out of there? He's just talked to a guy for an hour, and he knows he's walking back to wherever.
He'd been on the run for a while.
He was over it.
As I recall, he was just like hungry and tired.
Yeah, that's all he wanted.
Yeah, he had been kind of hiding out for a week or so or a few days. Yeah, it'd gone on for a while. I think the starch goes out of your sail after a few nights in the outdoors and no food,
especially
bug bites.
Considering what he dropped off at the...
No toilet paper. I would think that crack probably hurts so much you just want to go home.
Oh God!
I'm serious.
My crack hurts.
People take those simple things for granted.
Right.
You know, walk around in wet shoes for a couple of days.
That's horrible. Wet socks.
My shoes are wet. My crack hurts. I'm hungry. God, I'm so tired. I have a headache.
You're on the run. You got your blue tarp. You set it up as a tent in the middle of 150 acres of cornfield. You crawl inside and...
Hello?
Okay.
Right?
Now what do I do?
Right?
Yeah.
Now what do you do?
I really got them.
There's movie on the run, okay, where, okay, you're doing okay. Things are going swimmingly. You got a cool car. You got some really snappy conversation with whoever you're on the run with or whoever's chasing you. You're on some cell phone and you've got some clever comments for him. And then there's... real life on the run.
When you realize...
God, my crack hurts.
Sit down under your tarp.
I just want to go sit in a cold creek for a while. Yeah, your feet hurt. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you've been wearing the same underwear for 4 days.
You'd give anything for a box of Twinkies? You know, they never talk about that when you're on the run in a movie about just eating. I'm hungry.
Right?
I'm hungry.
That's a big deal. If, you know, you get hangry.
Yeah.
I know I do.
Then there's plenty of people who go, if I don't eat, my blood sugar drops, and then I got a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
That guy can't be on the run. That guy can't run.
For 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to eat like every 3 hours or I get into a real, I've got a situation.
That'd be a pretty boring movie, though. A guy sitting there with his crack hurting and craving Twinkies.
Well, do there something, dude.
Wasn't
come
that
on.
Zombieland? I always would get mad watching Home Alone 2 when Macaulay Culkin takes like two cookies out of that hotel room to leave to go on the run.
But he's a kid. He thinks that's a lot.
That's not even. He gives it all to birds.
Yeah.
What's he thinking?
Right.
Again, that's a movie where you're on the run.
When Jack Kowalski crawled out from under the tarp to talk to Gorn, he was so desperate for food that he pleaded with the Muskego resident.
So hungry. Please, do you have any wet wipes?
Well, you're not going to eat those, are you? I know you're hungry.
With the Muskego resident offering him $9, all the money he had, for an apple.
Wait, Jack Kowalski crawled out and said, I have $9. I'll give you $9 for that apple.
Yeah, something like that. Taken aback and feeling sorry for this stranger, Gorn remembers, I said, Bud, what have you been eating? And he pointed at the grass.
Again, this is real life on the run. It sucks.
I want to see that movie.
Real life on the run. Like Rock said, it's not going to be very good.
No.
Guys eating grass. Just.
Got a blue tarp. Why not eat the corn? He was in, wasn't he in a cornfield? Or was he out by corn?
This was no. April.
He was
nothing
in the
was
middle
growing.
Of a 150-acre field.
If he thought about it, he would have done it in the middle of summer. He would have had some corn to work with. I mean, he did it in April. It sucks here in April.
Yeah. April's, yeah, maybe one of the worst months to do that. Everything's just wet and nasty.
Get the lake breeze kicking in, you're yeah. done. That's it.
I just want to go out and eat grass. Maybe have an occasional apple.
$9 apple. That better up. Be a really good apple.
You know, sitting in a tree stand for 8 hours gets a little...
You want a bag of
here.
You want a bag of Bugles or something to munch on. You know? Right. That's 8 hours in a tree stand.
Yeah, if you're sitting there in a... middle of a field.
Don't get just the freezing. Regular Bugles. Get the Fire of Hell Bugles. The really hot ones.
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Yeah. Those are good ones.
Gonna warm you to your core.
That's not going to help that crack situation.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. I got water. I'm so thirsty. I want to die. But my crack hurts so bad, I think I'm going to have to pour it on it. Oh! A whole bottle of Perrier on my crack. Oh, no, I'm still thirsty. Although this on the run stuff sucks.
Although the two shook hands, Gorn said the stranger was intense and extremely angry.
He's hungry and his crack hurt. Yeah, well, now we just made
hangry.
That up. At this
you
point.
Said it before. He was hangry.
Anger
hangry.
Wasn't directed at him rather than the someone direction got society is going. I'm just out here in the middle of nowhere under this tarp, and gosh, I'd give you $9 for that apple. And man, my crack hurts, but I'm not mad at you.
Someone.
I've
get
got
this
a big
guy.
Mouthful of grass I'll share with you, but man, I hate the way society's going.
Someone get this guy a Snickers.
Yeah, no yes. kidding. Not go anywhere for a while. It was poor planning on his part.
No.
Poor planning.
Yeah.
Did we expect him to have this down after his manifesto?
Well it was his one, bolting out of society and heading on the run. So, you know, how well do you do anything the first time you try it?
Nobody goes on the run twice. You get one shot at being on the run. That's it.
You could practice being on the run.
No, you could, but nobody does. Audrey Sealer didn't practice her swamp sitting. This guy didn't practice his field sitting, grass eating, crack hurting. He just, I know what I'm doing. I got this. No, you don't.
Going
no,
on
you,
the run.
No, you don't got this on the run thing.
I've written a book, the On the Run Manual.
No.
Oh, my God.
So you're going on the run, right.
I've
yeah,
seen
what
the
you're
Fugitive.
Gonna
you know.
Yeah.
Right. Again, nobody's done that. All right. Thanks, Lindsay.
You betcha.